Hello there, lovely people. It's David Anthony, the Creepy Bard again, and it has occurred to me lately that I haven't really posted very many creepy songs. I mean, most of them are dirty or have innuendo in them, but not very many ones that can really be defined as creepy. So today I would like to remedy that by singing you a creepy song. It's not overtly creepy, it's sort of subtly creepy. So it's creepy if you're smart enough and you've been paying attention. Right, so basically the Emperor is naked. No, not at all. It's nothing like that. Besides, no one's gonna get that reference. What are you talking about? Of course people get the reference. Well, I mean, most people aren't going to get that reference. So what? For people who don't get it, it'll go over their heads and they'll forget about it 10 seconds later. And for those who do get it, they'll be pleased that they got a reference. Besides, what is your whole song today if not the same thing? Oh, people will think it's creepy if they're smart enough. Alright, I didn't know it was possible for you to do a bad impression of me, but somehow you managed. Now shut up! My name is up there this week, I get to sing. Me name is what you may call me, and me father's was as well. And a little game he taught me, and the story I will tell. With lots of little soldiers, and as sure as the day would come, I would send them into battle on the beating of a drum. And I put them all up on a table, and I marched them all around. Then I battered them with me cannonballs, and watched them falling down. Lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Whenever I went to the neighbours for a nickel or a dime, just to buy me a couple of soldiers for to pass away the time. They were always very helpful in supplying me with guns, and some even let me try at playing soldiers with the sons. And I put them all up on a table, and I marched them all round, and I battered them with me cannonballs and watched them down. With lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and I patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Whenever I went to the shop to buy me guns and buy me tanks, the manager always smiled and patted me head and whispered thanks. If not for all your little wars, I don't know what to do. Well, you keep me business busy, boy, so here's an extra few. So I put them all up on a table and I marched them all round, and I battered them with me cannonballs and watched them falling down. With lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and I patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Well, I went to buy me some aeroplanes, but this is what I found. When I sent them into battle to help me soldiers on the ground, they bombed up all me soldiers and it proved a terrible flop. And I had to buy another 100 crosses from the shop. So I put them all up on a table and I marched them all around, and I battered them with me cannonballs and watched them falling down. Lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and I patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Well, I'd very much like to teach this game of soldiers and of guns to me 7 lovely daughters and me 14 handsome sons. The man in the shop, he gave me a bomb and he took it off the shelf, and he blew up all me soldiers, all me neighbors and myself. And I put them all up on the table and I marched them all around, and I patted them in me cannonballs and watched them down. With lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and I patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Yes, I put them all up on a table and I marched them all around, and I battered them with me cannonballs and watched them falling down. With lots of little crosses that I laid upon the dead, and I patched up all the wounded ones and sent them home to bed. Well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have found that song creepy, then do like and subscribe. Leave comments down there. Look us up on Facebook. And if you never want to see David Mordechai again, just let me know.